Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US House of Representatives has voted to oust the Republican Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. It's the first time in history that the chamber has removed its Speaker from office. Sean Dilley reports from Washington.
The Republican Party is at war with itself. Their former Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, forced out by a pro-Trump faction that wants stronger border controls and opposes $24 billion of aid promised to Ukraine by President Joe Biden last month. The congressman who triggered this process, Matt Gaetz, says he did so because Kevin McCarthy cut a deal with Democrats to keep the government open by promising an under-the-table agreement to introduce a separate Ukraine funding bill in the coming days. The resolution passed by both chambers on Saturday agreed to fund government operations until the middle of November, but did not authorize any new cash for Ukraine. Now McCarthy's gone, so too is his promise to deliver legislation to authorise additional aid for Ukraine.
In a press conference, Mr. McCarthy said he wouldn't run for the post again, but said his time as Speaker was one of the greatest honours of his life.
From the day I entered politics, my mission has always been to make tomorrow better than today. I fought for what I believe in, and I believe in this country of America. My goals have not changed. My ability to fight is just in a different form.
The judge overseeing Donald Trump's civil fraud trial has issued a gag order barring him from making comments about court staff. It comes after the former US president posted a social media attack on the judge's principal law clerk that included her photo on the second day of the trial in New York. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has said that he plans to testify at the trial, which centres on allegations that he deceived banks, insurers and others by overvaluing his assets and exaggerating his net worth. He's dismissed it as a political witch hunt. At least 21 people, including two children, have died after a bus crashed off a flyover and caught fire near the Italian city of Venice. The vehicle broke through a barrier in the district of Mestre. Mark Lowen reports.
The bus is said to have careered off an overpass, falling many metres towards the railway tracks before bursting into flames. The authorities say the passengers included tourists staying at a campsite, with children also reportedly among the dead. Several others are seriously injured. The mayor of Venice has called it an apocalyptic scene, adding he was speechless. The bus, which was running on methane, caught fire after hitting electricity cables. It was carrying tourists to a campsite in Marghera, a suburb of Venice. Dozens of emergency vehicles are on site for the search and rescue, amidst fears the number of deaths could rise, with suggestions some bodies are trapped beneath the wreckage.
Mark Lowen reporting. World News from the BBC. The United States has announced sanctions on more than 20 individuals and entities based in China. They're accused of making and distributing compounds used to make ingredients for the synthetic opioid fentanyl. That's been blamed for tens of thousands of recent deaths. Peter Bowes reports from Los Angeles.
According to the US Attorney General Merrick Garland, the global supply of fentanyl often starts with chemical companies in China. They provide the components needed to make the powerful opioid, which finds its way into the US through Mexican drug cartels. Officials say companies in the supply chain routinely use fake return addresses and mislabeled products in order to avoid being caught by law enforcement. Drug traffickers are said increasingly to be turning to the dark web to sell illegal drugs in exchange for virtual currency.
Peter Bowes reporting. Canada's House of Commons has elected a new speaker. The Liberal MP, Greg Firkas, will be the first black man to hold the position after he was chosen in a secret ballot. The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said Mr. Firkas's election should be inspiring for all Canadians. The Afghan embassy in Islamabad has accused Pakistan of harassing Afghan immigrants after they were told to leave the country by the end of the month if they had no papers. Pakistani police were also criticised for illegally detaining Afghans who had required documentation. Caroline Davis is in Islamabad.
Bear in mind that over the years, millions of Afghans have come to Pakistan, including since the 1980s under the Soviet occupation, right up until 2021, of course, when the Taliban took control of Afghanistan. This is a very large refugee population too. And according to this new policy, anyone who does not have the right documentation will be looking at being deported in less than a month's time.
That's the latest BBC News.